the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Today's the beginning of Holy Week. Hosanna, the palms, crucify the cross. Holy Week is the most important week of the whole year. It's the most important week of history. It's the apex of all of history. In fact, it's the apex of our lives. Palm Sunday, also called the Sunday of the Passion, begins with the hosannas that we spoke at the beginning. The crowds waving the palm branches, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we've also read that crucifixion account, which we'll read also on Good Friday, from Hosanna to Crucify. You know the events of Holy Week. And what I love about Holy Week are all of these pictures. This is theology in real life with pictures, not theoretical. Palm Sunday, the donkey, Jesus riding in upon the donkey with the palm branches and the children crying, Hosanna, he comes in the name of the Lord. Monday, Jesus goes into the temple and cleanses the temple courts and drives out the money changers. Tuesday and Wednesday, he teaches and prays in the temple courts. On Maundy Thursday, as they celebrate the Old Testament Passover, Jesus institutes the new covenant of his body and blood, and like a humble servant, he washes their feet. They go to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prays about the cup of suffering. Judas betrays him. Peter denies him. He's taken to trial before Pilate and Herod. And on Good Friday, he's nailed to the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning. At noon, it goes dark, and at 3 o'clock, he dies. He's in the tomb all Holy Saturday, resting on the Sabbath, and on Easter Sunday, he is raised for our salvation. All of history finds its meaning in Holy Week, and your life finds its meaning in Holy Week. May the Hosanna and the palms and the crucify and the cross shape your life this week. Let's begin with Hosanna and the palms. His name is Jesus, which is Yeshua, the Lord saves. He's called the Lord, which is Yahweh, true God. He comes to the temple but brings the body of his own, the temple of his own body, into the temple. And they cry, Hosanna, the people here on earth. Lord, save us. Blessed is he who comes. You didn't find the Lord. The Lord came from heaven to earth to you. He comes in the name of the Lord. If you want to know who God is, Jesus comes in the name of the Lord. He's bringing the coming kingdom of our father David. They all knew the Messiah was of the line of David. And here comes Jesus upon a colt, upon a donkey. Hosanna in the highest. The angels also proclaim his praises. It's amazing how much similarity there is between Christmas Eve and Palm Sunday. Christmas Eve, the angels cry, glory to God in the highest with the humble shepherds. Here on Palm Sunday, Hosanna in the highest among the angels, Hosanna among the people on earth, come, Lord, save us. It was foretold that when the Messiah came with palm branches waved high to announce his glory, in Psalms 118 and 117, the people would recognize that the king would come in humility. Hosanna and the palms. But then there's crucify and the cross. We also know that Jesus, who came in humility upon the donkey, comes upon the cross as our king. Who would have expected that the throne of Jesus would be the cross? Who would have expected that his crown was made of thorns with blood running down his face? That's the kind of king he is. Jesus was the Christ, the King of Israel. They mocked him, but it was true. He was the King of Israel. He was the king of the Jews, like the sign said above his head. They mocked him, but it was true. His head crowned with thorns, his clothes as he had been whipped, and a purple robe put upon his back upon those wounds. The cross that he bore, the marks upon his very body, shows that when he talked about the temple being torn down and raised on the third day, he was talking about the temple of his own body. And Mark records one of the seven words of Jesus on the cross. To me, it's the most powerful one. My God, why have you forsaken me? At that moment, Jesus was literally experiencing hell. God turned his back on Jesus, and Jesus experienced the wrath that we deserved. He was our substitute. Our sin was placed upon him, and his righteousness is placed upon us. At that moment was Jesus' greatest suffering. Forsaken by God, so you and I will never be forsaken. The centurion says, truly, this was the Son of God. And he was right. It was the Son of God. The body of Jesus, when he gave up his spirit, was a corpse. It was dead. And they took his body and placed it in the tomb. Here we see the kingdom of God through the King Jesus, who reigns from the cross. These pictures before us of Holy Week are precious. The purple scarlet robe on his back, the crown of thorns on his head, the reed and the stick where they hit him in the face, the spit running down his face, and the place of Golgotha, Calvary, where he was crucified for our justification, and this beautiful white linen shroud, like the linen shroud that is on the altar, that they wrapped around Jesus' body as they placed him in that holy tomb. And what they said about Jesus as mockery was exactly true. He didn't come to save himself. He did come to save others. So my friends, it's Holy Week. If there's ever a week to turn the television off and come to church, this is the week. You have nothing better to do this week than draw your meditation to our Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us on Maundy Thursday as we celebrate his institution of the Holy Communion. We go to the Garden of Gethsemane and we completely strip the altar and everything in the sanctuary in preparation for Good Friday. Be with us on Good Friday. 9 o'clock, we have a service because he was crucified then. At noon, we have a service when it went dark. At 3 o'clock, when he died. And we have the chief service. We actually drag a cross into the sanctuary in his honor. And then Friday evening, the tenebrae service. The seven words of Jesus on the cross. Then on Holy Saturday at 9 o'clock in the evening, the Easter Vigil, celebrating baptism and the Lord's Supper, a beautiful candlelight service. And then, of course, Easter Sunday, the celebration of his resurrection. Our Lord Jesus Christ calls us this Holy Week to see it not just as the apex of all of history, but as the apex and the central event in our lives as Christians. Meditate on the hosannas and the crucify, the palms and the cross this week. Let the love and the life of Jesus Christ shape you this whole week to the glory of Christ Jesus. Amen.